But are you ready? Gladiators ready! Well, we're going back to Black Friday. It's a big day. Hundreds of millions, billions of pounds get spent normally. Lots of people get on the bus, go shopping, in and out of shops, up and down, buying things they kind of want but don't really need. It's going to be completely different this year, isn't it? This American import thing that came the day after Thanksgiving is here. It's part of our kind of vista now. It's what we have. It's called Black Friday, but what's it going to look like without any shops? Lots of you going to get caught out. Sorry, lots of us are going to get caught out. I spoke to Kate earlier on in order to give us some common sense about buying things. Kate's a consumer expert. She deals in retail, things that we don't need, things that we could wait later in the year or early next year to buy. But what about the tech part of this? Ordering on your phone, sitting down with a computer, using your credit card, what to do, what not to do, what to look out for, how might you be caught? Well, I've tried to drop this guy for a long time, but I still can't find anybody better or with a better voice, actually. He's tech expert and founder of Gadget Detective, Fevzi Turkap. I've been hearing you with Vanessa. I've been hearing you on other stations. You're not loyal to me. You don't love me.
Look, you don't call. You don't write. What do you expect?
Absolutely.
I'm a free agent.
Great answer. I'll do what I want. Look, how are you, by the way, before we get
very
started?
Very well. Thank you very much.
Yeah, you're staying safe. I mean, what are you doing? What sorts of things are you doing apart from washing your hands?
Well,
do you work from home then? Everything you can do from your house.
To be honest, we were 4 months into the first lockdown before I realised anything was different.
Right.
I've got an ISDN line and no friends.
You see, I thought about that when I had some building work and I thought that'd be ridiculous, Ed. You don't need an ISD line. Surely you get a secure line from the Wi-Fi. And if you take it straight from the router, the Ethernet, it works, doesn't it?
So you can do internet-based communications and there's lots of internet-based communications that emulate ISDN. So those that don't know, ISDN is just a way of connecting, for example, a contributor such as myself to the wonderful Eddie and sound like I'm in the studio pretty much. It shouldn't sound like I'm on a phone line. And it's a very, very old technology. Actually, it predates broadband. And it was there in the days to give yourself a faster internet than a 56K dial-up modem.
Yeah, but it was about £800 to install when I looked.
Yeah, and you can't get them installed anymore. And the thing is, they can't really maintain them. If they go wrong, you're in trouble because most of the BT engineers that were trained in ISDN are now retired. So whilst it's working, it's still the best solution because it's guaranteed bandwidth. It's, imagine like data being like buses. Unlike buses, they don't all get bunched up together and then you get this gap. The bandwidth, the number of buses are guaranteed so many every minute, and therefore the sound is soft and dulcet.
Well, sir, like your voice, Fevzi, you're very relaxing. Do not put my listeners to sleep. So here we go. Fevzi Turkap is on the line. We're talking all things tech. We're using Black Friday as a kind of an excuse just to get back together and have a chat, really. He's a tech expert and founder of Gadget Detective. Fevzi, look, there was a paper review that I picked up, and I don't know if you heard, the Chancellor scaled back on, we were going to have full 5G, full internet connectivity, mm-hmm. and he scaled that back. It was going to be 100%, and it's only now going to be 85%. Did you pick that one? I didn't warn you about this question, and I'm sorry.
No, I did, and it's kind of disappointing. The 5G element of it is completely predictable, because when we acquiesced to American demands that we drop Huawei from our 5G network, that decision... cost us money, but also put back the rollout of 5G because there are not many companies that actually can make 5G equipment, and the Huawei stuff was pretty much the best stuff and the most competitive. So now we're going to have to pay more, and it's going to take longer for 5G to roll out. Yes, it exists in a few places, but for it to be ubiquitous, it's going to take much longer. With regard to broad general purpose broadband, that's not surprising. governments have no clue about these things. They announce these goals and then hope that they're not in office when they come round, and that's generally what happens. So I'm not surprised by that. It would gradually get better. It just won't get better as fast enough as the government promised.
I was looking at how much money the Americans made out of 4G, and then I understood why, you know, everybody was getting so excited about 5G. If you're in control of 5G, you're new king of the world, aren't you?
Well, yeah, I mean, 5G is not just one thing. Some types of 5G are like super, super fast, but it wouldn't really get through, the signal wouldn't get through a piece of paper pretty much. I mean, those things are good for, let's say you're in a stadium, a relatively enclosed but open space, and then you can get these immensely fast 5G figures. And when it works, it can be faster than your home broadband, and a lot of people will eventually do away with wired broadband into their home. It will just come in on a 5G chip. But for that to happen, things have to get a lot cheaper. So early adopters have to pay through the nose to help build up the network, and eventually the plebs such as myself will benefit from that. I think it's a great technology. It's also probably the thing to say about 5G is it's not just about, oh, it's faster than 4G. It allows a lot more devices to connect to the network from a single node at once. And the reason why that's important is when you have something like a driverless car, and we'll have all these driverless vehicles going around. No. Yeah, we will. Yeah.
Febs, no. Stop it.
I'm not going to stop. It's true. Once you have all these vehicles buzzing around, they all need an internet connection. Guess what? They need a responsive one, because if there is lag, it's going to run into something before it gets a signal saying don't do that. So it's going to be great. It's just, you know, if I was buying a new smartphone now and I was spending a bit of money on it, I'd probably get one that was 5G capable, on the basis that sometime in the life of that machine I might actually be able to use it.
Yeah. And that's probably the most useful thing that we've said for anybody listening in this conversation to date.
Sorry, I won't.
It's my fault because I'm taking you down a dodgy road, aren't I? So look,
that's sat nav. That's not 5G. That's
sat nav's no good at the minute because it's got all the flower pots in the road. We just found this thing called Waze, and everybody's using it. Yeah. And you could go shoop, 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 and you could come around the back roads or whatever, and you get plant pot. So low traffic neighbourhoods have completely. Until how long does it take before we get to Black Friday? How long does it take that technology, GPS stuff, to pick up on the changes that have been imposed upon us?
Can be quite a while. It depends on the app, because some of the apps allow you to send them corrections, which is kind of clever. Other apps, they're quite clever. They use sort of artificial intelligence to notice that actually no one any longer drives out that end of the road. And by the way, can I just say to my local council, who I won't name, thank you so much for blocking the end of my road and delaying ambulances to my address. Thank you.
Can't you build a robot to move it?
It's a matter of time before people die from these LTNs, and it's a disgrace.
It is off topic, but don't worry about that. After 7 o'clock, that's why I wanted you on. We can talk much more freely and kind of do it. I said to the Mayor of London that it was as contentious a subject in regards to transport as I have covered in 18 years. And, they knocked me back and they said the congestion charge, when it was first muted, was really, really, troublesome, and people got annoyed. They are furious about it. It's almost as though you don't live in a democracy anymore, because you haven't been consulted, you don't have a say, once they're in, they're not coming out. People are furious about them, Febsy.
Yeah, I'm fed up. We got the dustbin lorries reversing down our road because the end of the road is now blocked. You know, I lived in a normal access road, and now I live in a cul-de-sac. And I didn't choose to do that. And as I say, emergency vehicles are being delayed, not just because they can't get in the end of the road, but all the traffic on the perimeter of the cell that they've, I don't want to use the word I was going to use, that they have messed up.
I like this Febsy. I've never heard this Febsy.
No, don't get me started.
Curmudgeonly Febsy. I like it.
No, I tell you what, I don't care about politics. I will never vote for a council that brought this into us ever. Ever, ever, ever. I don't care if they're the anti-Donald Trump party. I will not be voting for them.
All right, okay. So, look, will you...
Other than that, no problem.
No, good. Right, apart from that, they're absolutely fine. In terms of Black Friday, I'm guessing, and I might be wrong, but I'm guessing it's a wonderful opportunity for the tow rags to take advantage of people's goodwill.
Yeah, so, okay, so let me try and give you some advice about this, because I was thinking about it, and only some of the advice is technological hints and tips, and I've got some really good ones. But the first thing to say is do not get swept away with the temptation of a, in quotes, bargain. If it is not something that you either need or would have purchased anyway, it is not a bargain. You've spent money on something that's going to gather dust, take space, and dwindle your resources at a time when most of us don't have spare cash. Number two, do your research and think about what it is you really want to buy beforehand. Don't go onto one of these deals websites or just look at, you know, something on offer and just say, oh, that's a great deal. It'd be rude not to buy that. It's so cheap. That way you end up with tat that you don't need. And it can be great for someone else, but maybe not for you. So research on what it is that will make your life better. Will this thing make my life better? Make a list of all the things that you'd be happy to buy if the price was right. Research what is the particular make and model, because it's too late. Once a deal goes up, that's not the time to be researching, say, is that a good TV set? It's too late. Have it in mind what you want first. Before pulling the trigger on the purchase, check that the reviews on it, and particularly, let's say you go, and not just Amazon, but if you go onto Amazon, I looked at a product the other day, 67% of the reviews on it were fake. How do I know they were fake? Well, there is a website called reviewmeta.com. The word review and then meta.com. What you do is you drop the web address from, let's say, Amazon into that, and then it studies them. It does an artificial intelligence analysis of it. It looks for, is there a common pattern of turn of phrase, as if maybe a lot of them had been written by one person? Are the words that they use different? Is the length different? Were they all posted within a short period of time of one another? Are the people that posted those ones also tending to post only for that company? Have they had reviews removed in the past? By using all these clever metrics, they can make a good estimate of how many of the reviews are fake. And that can be 0% or it can be 70% or more. It's quite remarkable. And actually, it's quite a good way of learning, because when you watch reviewmeta.com at work, you actually start to develop a sense yourself of what might be a fake review. So check it. Are the reviews good? Because it can sound fabulous because of all the reviews, but if most of them are fake, maybe not so fabulous. So what it does is it takes out the fake reviews and says, now the average rating is this. Do you still want it? The next thing is the bargain really a bargain? Just because someone says to you it's a great price and it's 30% off, is that real? What has it been selling for? Again, if it's on, for example, Amazon, there's a website called camelcamelcamel.com. I know. And with camelcamelcamel.com, again, you just drop in the URL, the web address of the product, and it gives you a graph showing you what is the price of that item, let's say on Amazon, over a period of time, can be a month, a year, or since that product was available. And then you can see that current price, is it the best it's ever been? Did they hike the price just before they dropped it? Is it not a deal at all? So you're able to work out if it's a good deal or not. Next, don't just try and trust Google. You know, when you type in a product name in Google, at the top it gives you price comparisons, and on the face of it that's useful, and it can be useful until you realize that actually all those companies that are compared have paid money to Google. Google is an advertising company. So that doesn't mean the prices they give you are wrong, but they may not be including the cheapest deals, because the people doing the cheapest deals may not be paying Google for the privilege of being included in the list. Better to use an independent website. There's one that I like called pricespy.co.uk. There's also Price Runner and Price Grabber, but Price Spy is my favorite of those three. Again, you put in the product name and it gives you a list of where that product sold and ranks them in order of price. Finally, and I'll come to this, if something is a really good bargain, sometimes it's very limited in the number of items they have. Sometimes they just have one of them or three of them and they're just doing it for the publicity. So you have to be able to buy it quickly. You've already done the research, you know it's the one that you want, you know that the price is right, but you need to buy it quickly. The trick is, if you know that they're going to have a deal starting, let's say, midnight tonight, for example, go to the website now, put it in your basket now. If you need to sign up and enter your details, enter them now so that when it ticks just past midnight, all you have to do is refresh the screen, check that the price has dropped, and complete the sale before anyone else wakes up and starts typing.
Look at you. Look at you. Who would have thought, with the beginning of our conversation, that anything good would have come from you, Febsey?
Not just from the beginning of the conversation. I mean, my mother used to say that quite.
You'll never turn her to be anything. My mum's still telling me to go and get a proper job. Sadly, I may well be doing that in the next couple of months. Review Meta, M-E-T-A, right?
Yeah, M-E-T-A, as in...
Camel.
Yeah.
And Price Spy.
Spy.co.uk.
You've been fabulous. Perhaps, honestly,
I have,
you've been
not recently, but thank you.
No, you are. You know, you're my favourite. Listen, we're going to talk again, probably early in the new year, and I really appreciate that. I know that we're in for this kind of deflation thing, because I think lots of people will be jumping out looking for a bargain. There'll be others just waiting for everything to get cheaper and cheaper. So, Febsey Tokup, though, fabulous tech guy, actually giving us some real, I think anyway, common sense advice. And you know, don't you, because I'm always quoting my mother, that is a thing that we're probably in very short supply of. Maybe when you go to college or university, the first thing you lose is your common sense. But certainly it's in short supply, and hopefully that, you know, he's been able to help us, as I say. And Febsey, talking re-Black Friday, and he's the founder of Gadget Detective, and maybe go and have a look at that. See what he does. Check out what he is doing.